Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to episode 96 of Trusty Hogs.
My name is Helen Bauer.
What's your name? Is it Catherine Bohart?
Yeah. We are going to do a podcast where we talk about our lives, how we thrive, how we survive. And then we're going to have on a guest this week. It is Edinburgh Comedy Award winner.
In honor of our Edinburgh, in many ways, the Edinburgh episode, because I'll be in Edinburgh when you're listening to this.
Right now.
Helen, I'll be in Edinburgh doing a work in progress from the 2nd to the 9th.
Shit.
And then on the 9th. Shit. I'm recording a two-part radio series in the that's under my name called Who Runs the World. It's about women in politics. And then at the end of the month, when you go to Edinburgh, I'll be at Soho doing work in progress and a different radio show. But that's, I say all of that to say, this week, when you're listening to this, I will have driven with my girlfriend in the car to Edinburgh. 7.5 hours.
Welcome to Trusty Hogs.
Will I have made it?
Wait,
will our relationship have made it?
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
So we're recording this just before Catherine goes to Edinburgh. You're in Edinburgh right now. So on the 2nd of August, you're driving up.
Yeah. So here's what will have happened if you're listening to this. On the 31st of August, I will have driven
to myself and Ellen
to Edinburgh.
Fucking hell.
Then if we've made it through that. The important thing to say about us is we met in Edinburgh last year. Mm-hmm. So she has this vision, I think, of it being like
a people
romantic
remember.
Return to that. Okay. But
well, getting fingered in the corner.
No such thing. She wouldn't. The point is in the interim.
I know what I saw.
She's going Nish Kumar saw it too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know
my
what
God,
we saw.
Shut up, interviewer. But so she's like, she's not working. So she's like, oh, romantic return to our place that we met. And I'm like, my show is at noon every day, baby girl. And also, she's teching. But it's a work in progress show, which is to say that she's going to see me in my roughest material. And most of it's, let's be honest, going to be about our lives. Every day. Why have I agreed to that? And get this.
I don't think you've agreed. I think you've asked. I feel like you've asked her to tech it.
Well, she was like, well, like, come. And I was like, well, yeah, but do you want, like, I have to pay somebody to do it. So, like, you might as well have the money.
Oh, God. These are such strong relationship choices.
Wait for it.
No. She's not also doing your radio show or something.
No. Oh, thank God. But... So I answered an email. You know when you're in a rush, you're like, oh, yeah, that sounds grand. Yeah, that sounds grand. And yeah. I had this like sudden feeling, like I'd said, yeah, that's grand. And then I like, you know, like you check in with your body and you're like, something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I don't feel right. I went through my sent messages and just was like, did I just agree to?
Oh,
I did.
No, what did you do?
Apart from day one of the Fringe, I have agreed, which people should agree, but should I? I have agreed to allow all of my performances to be relaxed. And that means that people, whether for neurodivergent or practical reasons, or like babes in arms or whatever the circumstances, can come in and go out, move around, make noise.
Yeah.
Helen, you're not really having a reaction to this. I said this to Ellen, and I think she quite correctly was like, are you going to change your whole stage persona? Because I'm like, if there's a button in the room, if I, anyone even so much as like, is like, hello to somebody beside them, I'm usually like, what's your sign to her? I like, can't, I'm so easily distracted.
Once you decide that the performance you're doing is relaxed, you will not do that. I know, I understand the worry.
I hope so.
I will say this as well for relaxed performances. I think people have an idea in their head of what they're going to be like.
They generally
lights on. Honestly, it is just like a regular show, but no one gets picked on.
Okay.
And to be completely frank with you, you are so good at body language and picking up on signals. You don't talk to people who wouldn't want to be talked to anyway. You just don't.
You're nice.
You have a very good grounding in, not that it's a good or bad thing to not have a grounding in social convention, but I don't think people who don't want to be talked to are spoken to by you anyway.
You're so nice.
And
I don't know.
Also, just another thing as well. Anyone can go to a relaxed performance, okay?
Oh, yeah, and that is the thing. Yeah. Sorry, obviously everyone can go. It's just that it's like an inclusive space, and I'm really glad I'm doing it. But also, I was like, oh god, when I'm nervous, I do tend to be like, where are you going? What you up to? What you saying to each other?
Yeah, but to certain people, you don't do it to people who are.
Well, you're being so sincere and nice. I thought you'd just mock me.
Only because, like, I remember when relaxed performances became a thing, and I was working at the National, like in catering at this point, and they started doing relaxed theatre performances, and like there was like really progressive and really good, but also there was some people being like, oh, what the fuck's this going to be? Or like, I don't want to go on a relaxed day. And it's like, it's just the show. It's just the show. Mm. Apart from if someone feels uncomfortable or doesn't want to be there anymore or like needs to do something or like attend to a medical issue or whatever it is,
I feel better.
They can. Like, I honestly think you won't even realise you're doing a relaxed performance.
Okay, good, because I hosted a gig the other night, which we do need to talk about as well.
Yes.
That Jodie Mitchell was on.
Love it.
And Jodie Mitchell described themselves as a anxiety safe performer.
Yeah.
And I described myself after that, obviously, as an anxiety inducing performer.
I agree. We're both anxiety inducing. Yeah.
And I was like, oh God. But I also, I hosted this.
Tell you what else is anxiety inducing? Some of the people that go to relax performances.
I agree.
No one's saying that's an anxiety free space. There's a lot of anxious people in that room. And unfortunately, anxious people like you and me also induce anxiety in other people. It's like a trickle down effect.
It really is, except it's more like a spray effect.
This is why all my friends are anxious women. I surround myself with people with anxiety.
Were they before? Who knows? It's a chicken and egg situation. But
we're all like, do you reckon this tube is going to crash? Yeah, we're all thinking.
Now that you've said it. Now that you've said it. But so that's happening. So I'm hoping that we make it through that and then we're going on holiday together. But when we'll need it. But
yeah, because it's your boyfriend day as well.
But guess what I did the other day? I hosted a fundraiser for her. It's the most lesbian thing. I hosted a fundraiser for my girlfriend's football team.
Wait, I saw this on Instagram. Did you actually do that?
Yeah.
You can't be around that many football people. You don't know what to say, babe.
I didn't know what to say. And I just ended up hitting on everyone. She wasn't there, so it was
fine. You weren't doing that thing where you were like kicking shin pads, being like, you really can't feel it. Like me on the school field when I was in year 8. Like, are you sure? Nothing.
Honestly, that's basically what I did. It was so funny. But they got trashed and it was really fun. And then I accidentally invited loads of them back to Ellen's house and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, I got real drunk and brought all these lesbians back, but now I'm tired and want to go to bed, so bye.
Was that a relaxed performance? The goal thing?
Yeah. No, I was pretty stressy and mean to them, but they loved it because they're football boys.
Yeah.
Football boys. Hey,
I'm interested in relaxed performances just as a topic because I don't think any of my shows at Edinburgh this year are relaxed. I don't remember being asked if I wanted them to be, but I should do at least one.
Yeah, I always try to have some, and I always try to always make sure that I get Babes in Arms allowed on my thing because, like, it's fine. Like, it makes no difference if someone's breastfeeding. Like, you don't care. Like, it's like,
I don't know if I've even, I feel bad now because I don't think I even looked into that. I always put a recommended age guideline purely because it is adult content and there are triggering subjects.
I mean, it's just comedy. Like, I wouldn't mind a baby crying. Who'd mind that?
Hey!
That just reminded me of last week when it was just me and Helen. Sorry, the week before that. And we just kept...
The best week. No, I'm joking. You were so sick.
We just kept saying personality types. And then we go, of course, that reminds us of a comedian. And then we lock eyes and then go, yep, got it. Same person.
We never even checked in if it was the right person.
No, we didn't. But we did it three times.
Yeah.
Wait, were they all me?
No.
Okay, because remember the week before when Helen kept being like, oh, yeah, because I was talking about this, about you.
We're going a month back now. I won't remember
okay,
this.
Okay, I remember this because a few weeks ago, you kept dropping in that you and Jodie Mitchell had obviously been slagging me off on a train.
Yes.
And you just kept being like, oh, yeah, because I was talking about you. And I was like, these are all insulting things you were
it's
saying.
It's hard, though, with women like us because... We're offended if people don't talk about us, but if they do, it's never right. So we can't really win. Like, if you were like, oh,
good swerve, politician Bauer. Great swerve.
Can you tell I've been listening to, like, a political podcast by the New York Times?
Helen's like, and now my language is you want me to be bitching about you because otherwise you're irrelevant. How about that? I'm like, okay. You have learned some tricks from Ann Bauer.
I'm going to be a New York Times journalist.
You didn't learn nothing from your mother. You got something there.
I learn a lot from Ann Bauer, okay? But I've also learned a lot from the Grey Lady.
Oh, the Grey Lady.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I think it is. I think that's what the slang is for. That? It's called Down the Rabbit Hole, is what the podcast is called. Okay. It's about radicalizing, how people end up being radicalized.
Okay, fascinating. There's a really good episode of You're Wrong About.
You're Wrong About.
On how to basically save your family members from Fox News, but also, or how to deal with losing them, not really save them, but how to deal with losing them. And also, I am just about to start a podcast that I'll let you know how it goes, but I just read a thing about it and I've been waiting for it to come out and it's out. Called The Apology Line. My mom told me about it.
I don't know.
This guy in New York set up a phone line for 15 years where you could call at any time of the day to apologize for anything. But then the apologies obviously became like, he was just called Mr. Apology, it was anonymous. And so people would apologize for like infidelity, stealing, like much worse stuff, much less worse stuff.
Murder?
I guess so. And so it's hosted by his wife and she's talking about the toll it took on him. So I'm fascinated to listen to that. So, yeah.
Oh my God. So it's talking about the podcast that did exist and like, but the behind the scenes of actually
the
making that.
That did exist.
Oh
she's
my God.
She's hosting this podcast about his time as that.
It's okay. Like, I want to listen to that as
know,
well. That sounds incredible.
Because
I remember getting so addicted to Beautiful Anonymous, which is when people could just call up anonymously and talk for an hour.
I've never heard
with,
of that.
I swear I must have mentioned on the podcast before. This was years ago I started listening to it.
Are you listening to them talking or are you listening to something about...
No, you're listening to them talking. So it's Chris Gethard. You know the comedian?
Yeah.
And he's an American comedian. He's very, very good. He's also an improviser. But he talks to people for an hour. And obviously, same as everything, it's amazing to start with when people figure out what it is. Because it's like reality TV. Yeah. Like the first couple of seasons are sick.
Yeah.
And then people start trying to like play the game.
I get it.
But he is just chatting with people. And it's just, they're so open because it's so, no one knows who they are, right? And no one knows at the beginning if it's going to be a big podcast or not. And it's just so magical.
That's so cool. I want to do that.
And what, host it?
Yeah.
Oh. You'd be good at it.
That sounds so cool.
But it's like, it's tricky because like you just don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Like when we get a guest in here, like they know they're coming on a comedy podcast. They're usually comedians. So they're just like, oh, come in. Let's have a chat. Let's banter. Let's catch up and let's solve a problem.
But also if it gets real serious, it would be like, yay.
Yeah, but when it gets serious in here, I can't handle it.
I know you can.
You love it.
I love it so much. I'm happy to be earnest and in.
My whole body is like, I think if you zoomed in on the video during any of the serious moments of the podcast, you can see the hairs on my arms going.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I know. You're like me when I drive. I remember, oh no, actually that's a gross joke, but maybe
go for it.
Just that once we were in the car, like maybe like the third time I was driving her and Ellen was like, have you farted? And I was like, it's insane that you would even think that I could, that I would be loose enough to do that.
Yeah,
I
am but sometimes stressed. Just accident.
No, I am like, my anus is inside of me while I drive still. It's like, there's nothing's getting out.
That is so sexy, actually.
Is this good content?
Is this good content?
Are you having a nice
time? My anus gets so tight, it goes inside of me.
I used to talk about butt stuff before I met you. I hate this.
I think it's honestly been so charming to watch you get more comfortable with your anus over the last couple of years.
Thank you. I do have to tell you one last thing, which is that I have a new addiction.
Can I guess? Having your hair like a mermaid, skincare routine,
no, sure.
Being a bath, tinting my eyelashes,
these are
something
just
to
you
do
know
with
I do.
Manicures, Botox, exercising, Pilates. Yeah. Shout out to the Pilates class. Shout out to my girlfriend Ellen.
I have a small, boring.
Shout out to HelloFresh. I love HelloFresh.
We're not sponsored by HelloFresh.
Sorry.
They are very nice, though, Angie. They are very nice.
Sorry for protecting my peas. Sorry. Anyway, God, my sad fucking little life. What a sad little life, Jim.
No, it's very charmed. It's charmed. It's
it is a charmed life.
I'm addicted to farting in my garden and
you're
smelling
disgusting.
It.
I don't want. What are you addicted to? Don't hop on that, Andrew. If you're going to jump with,
it's a nice segue. You reminded me with the sad little life, Jane. One of my friends recently was drafted in to do stand up as the entertainment section for somebody's Come Dine With Me episode.
Stop it.
Oh, they're still making Come Dine With Me new episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which made me wonder, what would you guys do to entertain your guests on Come Dine With Me?
Okay, wonderful.
Not
question,
hire a stand-up,
Andrew.
But thank you for asking.
Yeah, probably get you and Catherine in to do a little like podcast segment.
No, you'd have fucking close-up magic.
Oh, I do love magicking.
Oh God, I'd probably think it was a great idea at the time to have like a trad music band.
You wouldn't be able to go on Come Dine With Me full stop.
No. Can people you imagine going through your drawers? Eating in three other people's kitchens? When that guy put the whole whisk in his face and I was like, why are you even doing this?
That's one of the most iconic moments in British pop culture was the man taking the chocolate mousse off that whisk and Claire with her planks. She's nicer, isn't it? It's just nicer than food of a plank. My favourite is Joe Likes Rice. We've been over this a million times, but for the 200th minute of the time, the moment on Come Dine With Me, shout out to my friends Alice and Francis that share it with me all the time. It's a couple and they're sitting there next to each other. Nice. Couple of women, nothing wrong with that. And they're...
Did you actually just do that?
Just a bit of fun, really. And they're sitting next to each other. And then
so they're on Come Dine With Me as a couple?
Couples Come Dine With
There's
Me.
There's couples Come Dine With
Where
Me?
Where have you been for the last decade?
What?
You seriously stop working, watch TV.
But also, excuse me, sorry. Are gay men not winning this just every week?
Andrew, bleep out this name. Met with her husband.
Fuck off.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck off.
Yes.
Can we wrap this thing up? I need to go home.
Yeah, okay. You've actually got a lot to watch, but basically,
fuck off.
There's a
Did
couple.
They win?
There's a, no, this is fine. So there's this.
Are they deeply unpopular?
I think they're northern lesbians, and they're like
northern lesbians.
So
you don't have to say
they're
it like that.
Oh, can you describe your pudding, please? And the two of them are there. I'd be like, right, yeah, we've made we've got strawberry and basil because Jane here really likes the flavor combination. She loves strawberries, and Jane's just like, yeah, I just love the fruit. And then obviously, we've got the rice with it. And they're like, why is that? And they're like, well, Joe likes rice. And then there's just like Joe going, I do.
Rice pudding?
No, rice with strawberries and basil. Because Joe likes rice.
Not rice pudding. Do you mean rice pudding?
No. I understand what you're saying. Joe likes rice. She just likes rice. That's how they came up with their dessert. One of them really likes strawberries and basil. One likes rice. I like rice.
Oh, I need to go home and watch all of this immediately. Oh, and actually, I still have all of the new Sex and the City to watch, so we got to wrap this thing up.
No, we've got to focus on Come Dine With Me because, like, for anyone who's listening overseas, like, it is incredible. Like, the dump truck one you just did, you didn't say dump truck, you did Sad Little Life, Jane, but that comes after him being like, you've got as much grace as a reversing dump truck,
it's
my love.
So good.
I'd watch it on a compilation, including the women in the early X Factor auditions who get really angry with Simon Cowell.
Yeah, they punch.
My favourite being, where's your brain, Simon, in your middle toe?
Nice.
It is wonderful.
So just to just check in, my question was, what will you be doing in August?
Right. Oh yeah, Edinburgh as well. The last two.
What will your week look like,
Catherine? She's trying to have a nice conversation about what we're doing in August, and I'm like, "Where's your brain, Simon? In your middle town."
Jane likes rice. So no, seriously though.
Joe likes rice.
Apologies. But what?
You've got as much grace as a reversing dump truck.
What are you doing?
Yes, the last 2 weeks I have no partner, so they will not be taking it.
Look at you.
I will be travelling up by train alone, and travelling down by train with Heidi Regan.
Lovely.
I will be seeing some shows. I've only booked in for one show so far.
I need to book some shows.
For Laura.
ASAP.
Ramuso.
Damn, you got a ticket. I think it's like already sold out.
I booked it super early and I'm proud of myself.
Shows. I gotta book those shows. Okay, what else?
And then I'm coming down home.
Lovely. Gorgeous. Yeah.
And my show is ready and I'm going to say it. It's just a laugh a minute. You know what? Two laughs a minute. It's gag central. You know, bring your sick bag. You will be throwing up. No, it's average at best. Come along.
I'm up for
you. What a mixed bag. You going?
I'm up for 3 days. I'm doing a tribute show for Gareth Richards. Yeah, of course. Whistle Binkies at 4 o'clock.
Gorgeous.
What dates?
I'm doing the 16th and the 17th, I believe. 16th and 17th. And there's some big people like dropping in. So
I'd say that runs up there daily throughout the whole month.
Daily,
doesn't it?
It's free entry. And there'll be, Gareth, we had some very big name friends, so there'll be some wonderful surprises.
And what are they
surprises.
Raising money for? Or are they paying the acts? Or what is the deal?
The money is going towards his children.
Yes.
That's amazing. I'll go along.
Yeah, nice.
For sure. If you are looking for something to do at Edinburgh and you want to go see a mixed bill, that is the mixed bill to go.
That's so mm-hmm.
For
sure, nice. Go and support it. I really glad it. I know. Whistle Binkies, 4 o'clock.
Yes, it's called A Show for Gareth.
And just for anybody who doesn't know, Gareth Richards.
Yes, sadly passed away this year.
A wonderful comedian and a very mm-hmm. nice man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, fantastic comedian, lovely man. And 4 o'clock Whistle Binkies was his regular Edinburgh slot. And he had it booked in for this year.
It's and, being honoured.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Definitely go see that.
But I'm addicted to big shops.
Oh, I forgot we were talking about addiction.
Can I just say that neither of you are very good at letting me, like, finish a thought, like, get to the end of a point. Big shops is the answer.
I have no idea what's happening.
I told you I was addicted to something and you then did a big list and then we did Jane and then we did the dump trucks and then we got to Gareth, which I'm so glad about, but I would just like to say it's big shops. To the point that everything's full. All my cupboards are full now. I'm ready for the apocalypse.
Okay.
I have enough loo roll for a year.
Okay.
But I can't stop bulk buying because I have a boot now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard not to go buy. And also it's so relaxing at the big Sainsbury's.
Yes, big Sainsbury's is fun.
It's so soothing.
Mm-hmm.
And also I can have a trolley now.
Mm-hmm.
And also like there's so many bays so I can park all those kind of all mm-hmm. over the place. And it's so close to my house.
Yeah.
Last night I did one by myself. Like. I had the nicest time.
I can't it's help you with this. I own. Love it. It's
it
so
is
fun.
More fun on your yeah. own. Mm. There's no one to debate whether or not it's worth it. I just get it.
Mm. I mean, I go with Sunil and then we go our separate ways and then he waits for me by the car vaping and I just take my time.
It's
I love it.
So nice.
But I always leave with like a candle or a bath mat, something I don't need.
I got magnesium salts. What do they
there you
do?
Go.
What
there
do
you
they
go.
Do? Mm. I don't know.
For the bath or for your food?
For the bath because right. I remember Aisling be on this podcast saying that sometimes one of her healers suggests it. And I was like, well, if Aisling's doing it, it can't be all bad.
It's got to be good then.
Yeah. So, but I don't know what they do or if I should have paid as much money as I did for them.
How much did you pay for salts for your bath?
I don't know. The nectar price because I'm no fool. Because I'm no freaking fool.
I don't have a nectar card, but I do love Big Sainsbury's. Because Big Sainsbury's has
How
Habitat
do you not have a nectar
and
card?
Two.
Why would so you not got, have a nectar card?
I don't know.
That makes no sense. I save all my points for Christmas. Mm. It covers my shop. What are you talking about?
I've got a Boots card. I'm not moron.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you get nectar? You can get petrol points. You're crazy.
I don't drivey.
Yeah, but you go to Sainsbury's.
I love Sainsbury's. Yeah.
Sometimes the Sainsbury's have an Argos in them as well, like a little shop.
This one does. This one does.
The one by me does as well.
I don't ever want to see. If you see me at the big Sainsbury's, you look away.
I mean, we live on the other end of London from each other. There is no way we're going to be at the same big Sainsbury's.
I want you to know that that's my private time and you look away and you don't talk to me. And I look away and I don't know you.
If anyone recognises Catherine from the podcast while she's in Big Sainsbury's,
do not talk
definitely
to
go up and get a picture. That is the time to do it. Also get a picture of her trolley and send it to me and Andrew so we can analyse it.
I actually think somebody wanting to look in what is in my big shop would feel more exposing than someone reading my diary.
Really? Mm. I always think YouTube search history. I'd rather someone look at my Pornhub than my YouTube. Like, it's so private.
I know what you mean. For me, it's the big shop, actually, now that I say it.
I walked in on my dad whilst he was on YouTube and I've never felt so like he felt so exposed. He turned around and was like, what, and like sort of tried to cover the screen.
Was it porn?
You know, he was re-watching the Susan Boyle audition from Britain's Got Talent. But like to catch a man in his 50s doing that by
we've
himself.
We've all done it. Nessun Dorma.
No.
Was it not Nessun Dorma?
You just got confused between
She sang I Dreamed a Dream.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of the other guy.
Yeah, you were thinking of the guy that works at Carphone
Paul
Warehouse.
Somebody?
Phones for you.
Is that Paul Potts? Paul Potts. Not to be confused with
Paul Potts.
Dictator, yeah.
Yeah. Also an Aries.
The dictator.
Why do I store so? I store so much information in my brain, but it's all just so approximate. Mm-hmm. It's close, but it's never right.
My dad is.
I'm going to be shit on. Please blank out the name of that television.
Or a random TV show.
I think everyone's worked.
Everyone knows.
It's a British quiz show you have to do research for. Yeah.
God damn it.
I have watched that Susan Boyle edition so many times, but it's in my. I like the Cher Lloyd one where she auditions and she does Get My Swag On, the Kerry Hilson version. Mm-hmm. And they say to her, like, oh, your parents here. And she went, they're backstage. And she says it like that. And then there's the Stacey Solomon one. Her first audition is fucking incredible.
What did she sing?
I see trees of green.
Was she good?
Oh, incredible. Her voice is gorgeous.
Even though she spoke during all those pregnancies.
What?
That's the funny thing. Stacey Solomon got papped smoking while she was pregnant and everyone went berserk.
Everyone has one when they're pregnant. Just one. Baby's not smoking it. You're smoking it. Right?
We cannot advocate for that.
No. Okay, we are not advocating.
And to be clear, we're not. Like, we're actually not. Hey, guys.
Hey, should we have one of guests?
Hey, guys. Let's have a guest, guys.
Hey, should we just say, like, thank you so much for listening to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you want to sign up for our secrets, they're all in the extras. Just join our Patreon.
And
oh, it's a good value Patreon. You know how they work. You just sign up for whatever amount of money you can afford. But listen, we'll usually say it's like the price of a coffee or blah, blah, blah. Just look, we'd love to have you. We have for every episode we've done, so we're on episode 96, there are 96 extra episodes. Plus, if you pay £10, you get all the live shows too. Like, mm-hmm. There's so much content on there that you, I think it's worth it. I actually think it's a real good deal now.
It's a really good deal. And we also appreciate this cost of living crisis going on. If you feel that you are not able to sign up for that, but you still want to support us and the show, thank you so much for wanting to do that. Please go and tell your friends and family about Trusty Hogs. Get
share
them to join
it,
us.
Like, subscribe.
If you're listening on the app right now, just scroll down. You see those empty 5 stars? Click 5, leave us a lovely review, go on our YouTube, leave us a comment, leave us a like. It means so much. And please enjoy our wonderful guest.
I dreamed a dream, was it?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's Jordan Brooks.
Woohoo!
Andrew even said it was dreamed a dream. You need to listen. You need to listen. What's up, Hogs? It's Helen Bauer here. Just to let you know, I am going on tour this year. It's starting in Edinburgh. I'll be there from the 14th to the 27th. And then I'm hitting up Europe. I'm hitting up Paris, Harlem, Copenhagen, the places you've been begging for me to go. And then all around the UK, apart from Wales. For some reason, I don't have a Welsh date yet. So please, if you're in Wales and you have a venue, just let me know and I'll just come there. We'll have a bit of fun. All the tickets are available on my website.
Hello, lovely trusty hogs. Andrew here. Just with a pre-chat warning before going into the Jordan Brooks section of this podcast. Jordan is a very subversive comedian, I would say. And this is a very subversive guest interview. Probably not what you're used to on Trusty Hogs. And I appreciate on the face value, it might be interesting, shall we say. But I would like to reassure you that Helen and Jordan are very good friends and we are all happy and good with this recording. You're probably worrying about what sort of content's going to be involved now. But I will leave that for you to enjoy. But just to let you know, everyone's all good. And if you can watch on YouTube, that is probably the best place to watch Helen's unfolding tantra.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Without further ado, enjoy the chat with Jordan Brooks.
Welcome, okay. Jordan Brooks.
Welcome, Jordan
How are
Brooks.
You?
Oh wow, yeah, good.
Yeah, I was trying to explain while you were making Jordan tea that we've done. This is our second record of the day,
correct?
And what happens around now is you get weird.
No, I'm feeling fucking zen. question. Apart from my gas, which has suddenly presented itself. Had a big burp before we started this record, didn't I, Andrew? Big burp, yeah. But thank God it came out that way. Am I right? It's a small room. Why aren't you sleeping over mine tonight?
So you feel normal?
I struggle to be in this room for longer than 2 hours, and we've been here for 6 hours, has it been?
Yeah.
Welcome, yeah. Jordan!
Thank you so much for having me. This is an absolute delight.
Do you want to talk about how we'll all die one day?
No, why would I do that?
Do you want to
talk
about the world? Do you want to hear
your jokes? No, I don't have any jokes about death. I find it really scary.
All of your jokes are about death.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Every single one of your jokes is about death. What are you
talking about? They're about cum.
No, they're all about death.
Well, cum is the death, I guess.
A death of what?
The baby.
Of many.
No, not the baby.
Of a life, of a life.
No, it's more metaphorical. It's general. It's more of a general...
A general death?
Yeah.
What's your favourite death?
No, this is not how we're... How are you today, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, mate. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good. You're good. Doing Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
What's your show called?
I don't know. What should it be called?
Titanic the Musical.
Why?
Because you're doing Titanic the Musical during your show.
I told you that in absolute confidence.
Fabulous.
Jordan messaged me a couple of months ago being like, I just spoke to Sunil. I wanted to ask about the Titanic. He says that you know loads about it. And I was like, you know what? You're in fucking luck. And I was at a family wedding in the middle of Wales. And I got to take a phone call about the Titanic.
Was she helpful?
No. She.
Are you fucking joking?
I'd like to think that I taught her...
Really?
About what?
About the Titanic.
I told you everything about the Titanic.
No, you told me like the basic. You told me like the basic stuff that people like know from watching a YouTube video. I know the stuff from reading books.
What books have you read about the Titanic?
Titanic, the book.
Is that actually a book?
Yeah.
That sounds really good, actually. I would read that.
It's not a fucking book.
Isn't there a Titanic the TV show coming out soon? Like the film was obviously massive
in
1997.
I'm not abreast of this in the way that you are.
Titanic is a fascinating.
Is there another TV show out?
Mm. I think there is. I think they're going to do a kids' cartoon version of it, where the iceberg is played by Joaquin Phoenix. That would actually be amazing, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, you're just giving me the blankest. I told you about the other boats, the Carpathia.
Yeah, I know about the Carpathia. Do you know about the Californian?
Yeah, Californian ignored the signal. Terrible stuff.
Did it ignore the signal?
Yeah, it did ignore the signal. They saw it and they didn't go.
That isn't what happened.
Okay, what do you think happened?
What do I think happened or what do I know?
What do you know happened?
I think it was a collection of events and errors. It's never just one thing. They used the wrong colour flare.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Who did?
The Titanic.
The Titanic. And the Californian weren't sure what it was they were supposed to be doing.
You should always go and check, I'd say.
Yeah, but
what
it's 6 months
What flare were they meant to use?
Like a particular colour, like white or something. They used like red or orange.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there were like three boats that could have made it and saved everyone's life that were close to them in the Atlantic when it was sinking. But they didn't actually go.
Yeah.
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 Holy shit.
Yeah, and they just watched it.
Yeah.
Just watched it unfold.
From a distance.
From a distance.
They weren't like just there, but they could have made it because it did take a while to sink.
If they got their skates on.
If they went immediately, yeah, they could have definitely got there. Whoa. It's so bad.
That's horrendous.
Then when you think about the amount of lifeboats that those boats would have had that they could have brought people onto, it was insane.
Okay, that's unbelievably tragic. Wow, wow. Hey, welcome to the show. we're like a fun show, fun vibes. Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Not one I've ever asked a guest before. What do you think you know of our podcast, since you seem in the know? You seem like a research guy. What do you think
bullshit
you know?
Bullshit if you ever listened to an episode.
He's not claiming he has.
Okay. No, I'm not saying I have. I'm not saying I haven't.
What do you know of it? What do you think of it?
It's like...
What space does it hold in your mind, Jordan?
Two ladies talking about stuff, and people love it. I know that.
Wow, continue. That's really rude. No, the fact that Jordan wasn't like two comedians, he was like two ladies.
Stupid whores. That's the subtext of it.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely sounded like my brain suggested another word and I also corrected some
Two bitches.
Do you honestly think it's just us talking?
Yeah, isn't that what it is?
No, it's actually grade A banter 247.
It's comedy.
Yeah. I understand that that's...
Remember that funny bit we did earlier?
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Aren't you having a great time?
Yeah, this is great.
Aren't you already having such a laugh?
Yeah.
You know what? Every now and again on Trusty Hogs, sure, we make a misbooking.
It doesn't always work
out. And today is that day.
It doesn't okay? always work out.
We've got
out.
Ourselves a lovely young man who, for some reason, you know, doesn't want to banter with us.
You wouldn't
Why?
Have to tell he asked to do it.
He's afraid of our wit. How about that?
No, that's
he's
not.
Afraid of being
oh,
outwitted.
This is like when you were thrilled there was no Edinburgh Comedy Awards, scared of the competition.
Here we go again. Every winner is. Who's going to come up and take it away from you this time?
Well, it's already been taken away.
That's true, actually.
Who?
Yeah. Sam Campbell.
For that 2 week run, behave yourself. Behave yourself. You're still my champion.
Thank you.
I'm going to go for it this year because I'm doing 2 weeks. The oh, worst thing about doing
you
Edinburgh
don't
this year is doing 2 weeks is everyone goes like, but you're doing it just because you can get the award that way. And I'm like, no, I'm doing 2 weeks so I can be further away from that sort of world of pressure. But then because Sam won last year doing 2 weeks, everyone assumes if you're doing 2 weeks, you're like going up to like snag it. And it's like, no!
I don't
feel like
think
it's a
of
new
you
pressure.
As that at all. As in like the new Sam Campbell? No.
No, like a little bit.
Are you just looking at our tat there, Jordan?
It's cool.
Really these are cool. All gifts from listeners.
For anyone who's not watching the video, I'd ask you to do that.
Yeah. That's so amazing. Some people made some pigs of us.
Oh, it's like a micro art.
That's pig me and that's pig Helen and that's pig me and that's pig Helen.
Do you know what I love about this? Is because sometimes we have a guest on and they're like, they're very drawn to Helen's energy. But because you know Helen so well, you just immediately drifted off. You're like,
developed immunity to
Jordan
it.
Jordan has been ignoring me since 2016.
And do they send you like the Diana stuff as well? And the
because Helen loves Diana.
Please pay attention to me.
Do you think one of the listeners would make something of me to go in the collection?
Maybe, but I
like a little guy on the pig.
I mean, there is an unnamed crochet pig that we could make
that
the Jordan pig.
That one's bald.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll have that.
That's
yeah.
M.
Have it, but yeah,
oh, it's
I'll just,
M. It's M. Yeah. Sorry,
oh, the one next to M.
This one. That one. Yeah. You.
No, that's Sunil.
No, it's not.
No, I feel like that's more me.
Yeah, look at the dead eyes. Come on.
Why am I not getting any attention from Jordan right now? Did you plan this before I came in?
No. Are you going to Edinburgh as well?
We don't talk. No. yeah, I am. Just for the first week.
Great.
Just for the first week. And I think I feel quite like the Fringe gets to be this year what I thought it would be, which is like just playing around. Do you think that
hello?
You were just in Hungary. No, you were in Romania for holiday.
Romania holiday.
What
yeah,
made you go to Romania for holiday?
It's cheap.
I've shit myself.
Cheap, nice. That's
I've actually
very
shit
nice.
Myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really cool. Lots of bears.
I'm pregnant.
Are there?
There's
I'm
crazy
not
numbers
it.
Of bears.
It's my dad.
Bears.
Apparently, the half of Europe's population resides in Romania.
Please.
And I went on a tour up a mountain.
Which mountain?
I can't remember which one it was.
By foot or by car?
By car. But on the roadside, all the bears wait patiently for food to be chucked
no,
out the windows.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
They're too domesticated.
Yeah, they're crazy domesticated. But they don't attack. There hasn't been like a bear-related death for 20 years or something like that.
That's really impressive. 20 years isn't that long.
Yeah. It's not that long.
But it's still long enough to feel okay. Yeah, you're on
it's still,
your edge,
it's still
I'd
post-millennium.
Say. Yeah.
So it feels current.
Post-millennium indeed. Oh, God. We really are, aren't we? Jesus. Yeah. That's good.
We please!
And so you don't know what your show's called, but you know it's got some Titanic. Is it solely about the Titanic?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing with it, but... Right. Maybe, yeah. I think it could be quite fun.
What stage are you in? Like early stage of work in progress?
Yeah, super early. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's
nice. Yeah. I think it's good to just take your time with it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exciting. We have listener problems. What kind of advice giver are you?
I think I'm pretty good, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'm quite wise.
Wise.
Yeah, do you think you're a good advice giver?
No, I think I'm only good in relation to things that I have had to learn over and over and over again. So there are some things I'm good at advice giving because there's never a mistake I make singularly.
So there's certain life lessons that you only know because you've had to retake the
class.
Yeah.
But that does mean I'm like, yes, graduating weirdly old.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But
I'm going to graffiti your tablecloth.
Totally
I'm actually going to graffiti your tablecloth. Please pay attention to me. What the fuck is this? Please. I want to talk about going on holiday as well, but I feel this is so uncomfortable. I feel like I've died.
And do you have listener problems?
You have loads of listener problems.
Wonderful. Let's have one.
No, stop. I'm going to need a compliment from everyone in here because I'm feeling blocked. I am feeling ignored. And I'm sorry I poured water and took my top off. But this is mad.
Oh, do you want that censored on the YouTube, by the way?
No, Andrew, I don't want it censored.
Okay.
Have you been to Romania?
No, but I'd love to go. Can
yeah, you? No, it's lovely. I went to
I've been to Slovakia. I've been to Slovakia.
Of course, because it was Transylvania initially. Transylvania. And then, yes, very exciting.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
A classic so really quiz cool. question. Do you quiz?
Not really, no.
Okay.
No. I'd but quiz. You can. Oh, you were. I thought you were going to ask me a question.
No, no. Well, okay. Biggest desert in the world?
Yeah, Arizona.
No.
Hands
down. No.
Hands down.
Sahara.
Afraid not. That's also wrong.
Hands down.
It's Antarctica.
Very good, Andrew. Andrew Popper.
Antarctica is a sea. Okay, nice one.
Okay.
So thanks for. But
can you ask me? Right, ask me a question about the world.
And
you can ask me a question.
Can you name the three American states with four letters?
Yeah.
Utah.
Yeah.
Well Ohio.
Done. Well done, Jordan.
And
Oh.
Ohio. Utah. Good guesses by you. Well done. And
thank
the last
you.
One
and
is.
And the last one is.
Oh, that's for me to do. Is it the hardest one?
No.
Utah. Yeah. Well, I said Utah as well at the same time as you did. Utah, Ohio, Texas, New Mexico.
It's Iowa.
Iowa.
Oh, Andrew, you can't just jump in like that.
Sorry, it was painful.
Jordan was guessing.
That's a real shame, because I was just about to say it, and then you...
Jordan was nailing
it. You got in there like a fraction of a second
Andrew.
Earlier.
Andrew!
Yeah. So I'd say we sort of both said it, probably.
Yeah, I felt that.
That was a shared
I
point.
I felt that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Andrew, maybe you could just give us a listener problem. Yeah, thank you very much. God.
Am I not going to get a compliment?
So this.
What the fuck is this?
This is a problem entitled Sad Clown.
Just for you, Jordan. Just for you.
Jordan, please.
That's actually. I couldn't have made that up. That was from,
that's crazy.
That was
okay.
Hello, long time listener, first time caller.
Woo!
Thanks for this amazing podcast, which makes me howl on my way to work every Thursday morning.
People genuinely laugh at it, they enjoy it.
I know. I've seen the hoodies.
Please. What the fuck is happening?
This actually feels like really good karma, actually,
does
for Sandman Helen.
Does Sandman have a person, does the writer have an initial?
Hi, L.
Elle
says, I have been to see both of your stand-up multiple times. At Catherine's, I had a delightful time. At Helen's, I was systematically bullied throughout both times. So this feels quite karmic, actually, this moment.
I would never bully an audience member.
Elle said she loved it, but still.
Good. Sorry, Elle!
Anyway, my problem is, I started doing stand-up about 15 months ago.
Yay!
And I am struggling.
Yeah.
My gigs generally go well, but not well enough for me to progress in any way, and I don't know how to move things along. Not just in terms of opportunities, but also in terms of improving.
Oh.
I thought the solution could be a gong night, but... how wrong I was! For those of you that don't know what a gong night is, an audience is given a card. If three members of the audience raise up their card, you get gonged off.
And
very
it's a solution for nothing.
They're also encouraged to boo, to be mean, and they generally tend to gong off women faster and generally are quite horrible. It's a horrible place to
not
be.
Not me. I wish they'd gong me off. They didn't because I was a woman.
Go on, Andrew.
I feel like I'm experiencing a big block and I'm not sure how to overcome it. I work more than full time and I'm gigging 2 to 3 times a week and often in a man dungeon-esque room and it can often be the thing that tips me over the edge in terms of exhaustion and burnout. I feel like I'm supposed to unconditionally love this comedy and I'm finding it hard and maybe it isn't for me. Any pearls of wisdom from two comedy goddesses, I assume that means Jordan and Catherine.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And how to keep positive in the bleakness of the open mic scene, how to break through writing blocks and find life comedy balance.
Number one, really quickly, you are goddamn lucky to be performing in it.
Because I feel like you'll be good at this, for answering this.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, I don't think that you act like comedy brings you exclusively joy. And so that's good. But also, like, I think, like, writing blocks and also... first of all, do you think you have to love it to continue? Do you think they should quit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
If you've been doing it for 15 months and you're not enjoying it, then it's just not for you.
Do you really think that?
Yeah, not everyone can do it. You're either born with it or you're not.
Okay.
Oh my
God. I do sort of agree, other than the sort of geneticism about it.
Apart from the eugenics-y bit, no, I actually do genuinely. I think I, in a lighter way, I think I agree, which is to say that, like, this is the worst part. Mm. But you have to love it the most at this point, because otherwise it's all going to be bad, especially if you're not progressing. And also, like, why did you start it? What did you want out of it? If you've gotten those things, it might have been like to get confidence or learn to write or like see if you could. And maybe you've already achieved those. Like, it doesn't have to turn into a career for everyone. And if anything, there are too many comedians. But also, in terms of just as a gen, what transferably, how would you get through writer's block? Say they might. By the way, if what we're saying is annoying you, that means you should stick with it. If you're like, fuck you, stick with it. But if you're not, then if we're giving you permission to do something that you actually want to do, then great. But writer's block wise, Jordan, what do you think?
I have something to say. Think, this is so mean.
I think
Andrew, swap with me.
I think you have to broaden it out.
Swap with her.
Into like finding the joy. And so it doesn't necessarily mean like writing more or doing more gigs. It means doing things that bring you joy, that where you feel like most yourself, and then trying to harness that on stage would be my thing.
Okay. Can you give us an example?
No.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. That's fine.
I just think, yeah, I don't know.
Is it like you got to find it funny?
You got to find it funny. You've got to find it funny.
And you have to have fun with it.
Yeah. And don't just write in the way that you think you should write. Because that's how people do it.
Stop touching.
Catherine, I know an answer.
That makes a lot of sense.
What's happening?
So,
please.
Okay, so first of all, you think...
Please look at me.
How do you get through writer's block?
I'm going to fart.
You're facing me, Helen.
How do I get through writer's block?
Do you believe in that as a thing?
Yes, I do. Don't know if I do. Actually, I think I think that annoyingly that sort of like cliched quote is quite true, which is that like inspiration is for amateurs.
Yeah.
Please.
The rest of us sit down at our desks and do the work. And I think like I actually do think I probably got 5 minutes by virtue of inspiration, and I've never gotten anything else since. Like I just have to come up with a topic and write it. But I actually kind of like that because that makes it more doable. I don't have to sit around waiting. I can actually like try to find ways in, which is quite useful.
Yeah.
I also think that it is legitimate to be like, there are certain parts of my life where it's absurd to have thought that I would write.
Yeah, that like, you sit down and actually just have to...
Well, like, for example, I know there are some people who come back from Edinburgh having done that month and are, like, the most creative they could be.
Yeah.
I cannot write between September and December.
Right.
Basically.
But you're accepting of that as part of the...
I need some part of the year where there's quiet in my brain and I can get bored and I can have ideas. But,
yeah, no, totally.
And that's okay. Like, but trying to resist that was actually causing way more hassle than just being like, oh, I'll jot down the idea and I'll write it in January.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work in that time for me. And I have to have some quiet time for ideas.
I think that's a good... Well, maybe that's the kind of advice that they're looking for then, is like, just take your time with it and don't stress about doing lots of gigs, because that's not, I think that's often bad advice. It's just to like gig as often as you can. It's like, yeah, to an extent that's true, but also a lot of gigs are terrible.
They are. And also, like, I do think it's okay to want to decide what you want out of each individual gig. So like, if you're not being paid and there's not really an audience and you're like 18 of a bill of 25, what are you getting out of that? If you decide it's not like, I'm going to do my set in a different order, then that's something in your control that you can get out of that gig.
Yeah. And that's a personal target that you've set yourself that's unrelated to what the audience are doing.
Exactly. Whereas if it's something that you're trying to get that you can control, like you can also decide to do some audience interaction.
Yeah.
But like the rest of stuff, like if you need to be, and if you're not making those decisions, then you will find you don't improve. Like if you're like, I'm not improving, but if you're not challenging yourself to do something different each time and also saying you're not improving, then it's probably.
You're just hitting your head against the brick wall.
Yeah.
If you're not changing and adapting.
Exactly.
I don't exist.
I don't know if there was like three parts to that question. So what else was there?
I'm being polite. They're all pretending I don't exist and they haven't looked at me for ages.
I think you answered.
Hey, how's it going,
Mom, hey, dude. She's not being polite. That's why nobody's playing along. Your beard is so long.
I don't like it. They've been doing it for like 2 hours now.
It's been 20 minutes.
11 minutes, I'd say.
You look good, ma'am.
Yeah, it's one of the best things about being at home alone is I don't have to deal with this.
Yeah.
Deal with what? Being a decent human being and talking to little Helen?
was your podcast, Ella?
Not going very well, actually.
Are you fucking recording now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I'll see you later.
You guys hanging out?
We're going to do a gig together.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Have a good one.
See
you. Yeah, we're doing the sack with all our friends.
Oh, cute. Have a great gig, guys.
I'm not there.
Thank you, yeah.
The whole gang?
That's no! the whole gang.
That's so nice. Nail it.
We'll have a nice chat tonight when you get back as well.
Yeah.
Super.
No, Jordan's not sleeping over.
No, but I might come back for a bit.
Do you not live in London, Jordan?
No.
Whoa, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Break your legs, Sunil.
They haven't talked to me.
Bye, mate.
And they just keep doing that.
Wait, I didn't think you could do stand-up and not live in London. Explain yourself.
You can and you can't.
Fantastic. Yeah. Have you always not lived in London while you've done stand-up?
No, I left London 3 years ago in the pandemic.
Whoa.
Yeah, I haven't been here for 3 years now.
In my head, everyone, that's not possible, but of course nobody else, everyone's so self-involved, they won't even notice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. Good for you.
I think it's doable. Where do you live in London?
Yeah. Whereabouts? It's killing me. Killing me. Oh, my agent says I have to stop saying my full address on stuff.
Right. Fair enough.
If that's okay.
No, absolutely fine.
Say it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I think that was most of it. I wanted to add when you said about like, oh.
Please. Any thoughts, welcome.
Just with the last part, just to tee it up while I'm saying the what I was going to say, was work-life balance, where they wanted to know about with comedy. But I was going to say, like, you don't have to walk away from it fully. If you decide, like, oh, this isn't for you career-wise, that's absolutely fine. Just find the gigs that you've enjoyed doing and just do those and drop
in whenever
you want.
It can be your hobby.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it actually can be a hobby. It's lots of people's hobby.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be leading to anything. It can just be fun in and of itself.
I've got friends who...
I don't personally understand that in relationship.
I'm a huge careerist, but I get that for some people it's just like makes them feel good about themselves.
What? Stand up.
Black's not answering the phone to me.
But yeah, I had a few friends that did that and like just decided, look, it's not going to happen. I'll just do the gigs I want to do. And it's been so great, you know? They're so much happier and healthier with it all.
That's so nice to hear. That's I'm really glad. Great
I'm
advice.
I'm a comedian and I've got stuff to say. Yeah. Probably a good time to start wrapping up the podcast now, guys.
Oh, the producers just said we should wrap up. So, guys, lovely to talk to you. Really nice brainstorming ideas rather than just having to do it myself. And nice to be able to talk, actually, and be listened to.
I'd like to say something, please.
No, it's been really lovely. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to have you on.
Sometimes people sort of talk about podcasts as if they'll, especially if I may, with male comedians, like, you'll tend to be spoken over.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I've never really found that. I actually sometimes find that with the women, it's hard to get a word in.
Well, you know, the biggest misogynists are women.
Yeah, that's so true. That's, you know, so true. So thanks for coming in.
No
really
worries.
Nice
Thank
to see you.
So
hey.
Sort of,
yeah,
it was a bit much with two women.
I thought so. Yeah. I thought so.
Because they're competitive, you know, and that's our fault. Mm-hmm. That is our fault.
We've made the space seem finite.
Yeah.
But the best thing to do is just get rid of one. Sorry, and my hairbrush just fell from the sky. Are you good?
I'm absolutely fine. Sorry, finish your point.
That's quite hard. Are you okay?
Yeah, that was... Hey, keep writing in.
Yeah, thank you for your problems.
Thank you for your problems. Sorry for your problems.
Apologies, yeah.
Can I please say something?
Thank you for your problems. Have a great week, guys. Thanks. From all of us at Trusty Hog, Andrew, Jordan and I. Good night.
I don't know what happened. I don't know when we all decided we were going to ignore Helen, but I will say this. I'm sorry that you felt the need to do that, and I'm sorry that I acted out to try and get your attention back, but that was not nice and unkind, and I think you will all realise this when this episode comes out, that was cruel, and I'm very little, and I deserve to be loved.
Where can people find you, Jordan?
You're such a bitch!
JordanBrooksComedy.com. Join the mailing list. Sometimes I tell people where I'm doing gigs. Sometimes I don't.
Fabulous. Any Instagram, TikTok, Twitter?
If it's meant to be, you'll find me.
Gorgeous.
As in Jordan Brooks Comedy on Instagram
and on
TikTok. And then Jord Brooks on Twitter. But who's on there now? You
know, fabulous. And you'll be in Edinburgh which weeks?
First and last week.
Wonderful.
What are you doing? It's sandwiching.
Yeah, I'm doing a weird sandwich, but I think I'm looking forward to it.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, are you going up?
I'm only doing 3 days.
Oh, right.
Are you looking forward to with the sandwich? You're going to leave as people are starting to deteriorate, and then you can come back in and see how far they've deteriorated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a more optimistic way of framing that would be to say that I get to see how far they've developed.
Oh yeah, sorry, I've got to be very negative
there. Yeah, no. Yeah. So that's also fine, but both valid and probably both on my radar. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow! Before the boys start getting competitive, let's wrap this thing up. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you so much to all of you who support us on Patreon. We've got a new executive producer, Catherine. Don't look sad. I was singing very beautifully.
I'm glad about the execs. Go on.
So
who is it?
It's we've got the classics. We've obviously got the OG execs.
Go
on. Simon Morse, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Turner, Sarah Harkey Deacon, Oliver Jago, and welcome from producer to exec, Anthony Conway. Welcome to exec level.
Please enjoy the lounge. Oh my god, how exciting. And also thank you to all of our producers. We've got Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bold, Sadie Cashmore, Zoe, Rachel Page, Helen A, Abby Wharf, Luke Bride, Kate, Mae Williams, Amy, Victoria Hutchison, Emma Walton, Becky Fox, Tim and Dom, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Amy O'Riordan, Kai Webb, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Emily G, Tristan, Taz, Claire Owen Jones, Harold Van Dyke, David Walker, Jess and Nick, Rachel R, Neil Redmond, Sarah and Molly, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Leah Overend, Liz Ford, Chloe. Good luck to M having to edit that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.